We begin first with athletics and the championships underway in South Korea. Decathlete Roman Chebrelev finished 13th at the World Championships in Daegu with 8,069 points, while American Trey Hardy retained the title with 8,607 points. The finish was the second worst of Chebrelev's career after Seville in 1999, where he failed to finish. The 36-year-old Olympic gold medal holder had been hoping for at least 8,200 points in order to participate in the 2012 Olympics. Chebrelev may still have an opportunity to qualify next year, Lidové Noviny reported, saying the Czech Athletics Association could lower the cutoff mark to 8,000. Elsewhere in the championships, pole vaulter Yujina Ptachnikova advanced to the final round with a successful 455-centimeter jump on the first attempt. Afterwards, here's what she had to say.
For me, it's a reward for a pretty difficult season, and it is more than I expected. I think my coaches will be very relieved. I'm completely satisfied with the result.
Jan Kudlička also advanced from the final qualification spot and competes on Monday. The result of his final, though, was not known before the taping of this program. Turning to other sports, judo wrestler Lukáš Krpálek has won the bronze medal at the World Championships in Paris. Krpálek defeated Belgian Elko van der Geest in the men's 100-kilogram category, thereby winning a place in the world top 10 list. The medal marks the biggest success for a Czech judoka since 1999, when Michaela Wernerová also took third place in the women's competition. The last victory for a Czech in the men's competition was exactly 20 years ago, when Jiří Sosna won the bronze for Czechoslovakia. Turning to football, Jablonec downed ČSKE Budějovice by a score of 5-1 at the weekend, the second game in a row that the South Bohemian team failed to earn a single point. Key in the Jablonec victory was a hat-trick by David Lafata. The hat-trick was also his second in a row. In other action, Viktoria Žižkov tied 2-2 with Olomouc, Příbram edged Hradec Králové 1-0, and Teplice beat Liberec 2-0. Bohemians 1905 beat Ostrava 1-0 and are currently second in the standings behind league leaders Sparta Prague. Later on Monday, Sparta will play defending champions Plzeň. Further abroad in football, in the English Premier League, Arsenal, home to Czech striker and national squad captain Tomáš Rosický, were destroyed 8-2 by Manchester United at the weekend. Rosický set up the ball for Walcott to score in the first half and make the score 3-1. But otherwise, there's no question this is a match that he and fellow teammates will want to forget. That sentiment was echoed by coach Arsene Wenger, who made clear the team played terribly, both on offense and defense, saying there was no point in making excuses. That's all the sport for today.